Are you feeling pressured by life? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if I heard you say yes. And I'm hearing from many, many of our friends and partners who are under severe stress and under severe pressure. Well, that's what this day is all about. It's about praying over the needs of people who are facing, it could be finances, it could be healing, it could be stress, it could be anxiety, it could be fear, it could be worry. Maybe it's a financial situation, maybe it's something else that's gone haywire. I'm hearing from many partners who are under pressure and stress, sickness, financial disease, relationship problems. Well, I got news. The Lord is stirring me to help you to stand in faith and believe for your circumstances to turn around for your good. It's my joy and it's my honor to host this special provision day of prayer for you. That's why I took the time to read some of these special requests coming in by phone. Just got these. We've got to go to our source. Now, I've got news for you. As much as you love your family, they're not your source. As much as you depend on your banker, he's not your source. The school that your children or grandchildren are in, thank God for the schools of America, but they're not your source. The government, whether a Democrat or a Republican or an independent is in office, they're not your source. God is your source. Your heavenly Father is your source. And who is the one who said in Philippians 4:19, "For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory"? Who said that? The Apostle Paul said that in the Word of God. We've got to reach out in faith to God and hold on to him no matter what. And I want to give you a good word from the Lord today on this program to help stir your faith to believe God for miracles. Whatever you need, I am believing with you for God to provide it, because he is not limited to time. He's not limited to space. He's not limited to distance. He's not limited to your circumstances. He has the power to heal you, to forgive you if you've committed sin in your life, to give you a financial breakthrough, to set you free in every area of your life, spirit, mind, and body. And as you believe him and do what he leads you to do, I'm believing for him to bring a mighty harvest to you. Even if your circumstances seem as dry as a desert. Why? Well, because he's the Lord. He's God and he doesn't change. He's the one who brings forth streams of living water in dry land. That's what the scripture says over in Isaiah 35. And here's one thing that I know for sure. I know that God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is your source of supply. He is. The Holy Spirit is in you. If you're a born-again believer, the Holy Spirit is in you. On the day you gave your heart to the Lord, the Holy Spirit came in. He bore witness with your spirit that you're a child of God. He's inside you. If you're a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit. The world doesn't have the Holy Spirit, but you as a believer, you do. And the Holy Spirit has special information to guide you. That's why your prayer life is so important, because he knows the end from the beginning. He knows the direction of your life. He knows whether you to go or stay, or go left or go right, or... He knows. No matter how serious the situation you're facing appears, he is the source of your life, the source for your abundant provision, your health, and hope in your time of need. Now, there are lots and lots of scriptures that I could take time to share, but you can search them out on your own. And as I said, I repeated one a minute ago, Philippians 4:19, "For my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." That's what this is all about. If you want to get your prayer request in today, you can call right now, 918-495-7777. Others are calling in now. Gay in Leesburg, Florida, please get this request to Richard for the 829 prayer day. Healing for my sinuses, my throat, and my stomach. Severe heartburn, acid reflux. Please also pray for my husband, Bill. Has an upcoming PET scan in September. And she mentioned several other things. That's all right, Chloe. Just come bring them right on in. Thank you so much. Thank you. Kim is in Hepzibah. Isn't that a great name? Hepzibah, Georgia. For your provision prayer day, please pray for my kidneys to function normally, I am currently on dialysis. I have an aortic stenosis. Please pray with me for healing. And she mentioned several other things. I'm going to have a prayer for all of you now. Lacey in Yanceyville, North Carolina, this is for your August 29th prayer day. Please pray for me to be healed from my lower back, my left hip, which gets weak, difficulty in walking. And please pray for my shoulders, tear in my rotator cuff. All right. Linda in Georgia, for your 29th prayer day, kidney cancer. Had a kidney removed. My remaining kidney is not fully functioning. God, we've got to get that kidney fixed up in Jesus' name, Linda. I'm going to pray over that in a few minutes. Maureen in Las Vegas, please pray for my ringing in my ears and also for my dog, Cato. Did you get my ring? Oh, you got the prayer. You got the pet prayer club. I see. Okay, good. I'm still offering the pet prayer cloth. If you didn't get one and you'd like one for your pet, here's one right here. It's the purple. Oh, there. Thanks, Mike, putting it up. That one I assigned a pet named Max. I'll send one to you for your pet if you like. I've had a couple thousand requests for these. I'll sign it to the pet. It doesn't heal. You know it doesn't heal. But it's a point of contact to help you to release your faith. And we've had a lot of pet testimonies of healing, too. Dogs, cats, birds, fish. I prayed for a whole herd of cattle. I prayed for a bull that got tangled up in a fence. I prayed for a sheep. I prayed for goats. I prayed for pigs. And happy to do it. Let me know if you'd like to have one of the pet prayer cloths. Joyce in Atlanta, please pray congestive heart failure, pulmonary disease. Please get this to Richard for the 29th prayer day. Okay, I've got it. Celeste in Cape Town, in South Africa, for the 29th prayer day. Healing in my body, turnaround, salvation in my family. My brother-in-law has lymphoma. Please pray. We're going to pray for all of you in a few minutes. Elena in Sydney, in Australia, for the financial prayer day on 29th. I need a miracle, a new safe home to move to. And she mentioned a couple of things I'm not going to read. But Elena, you know what you said. Marcia, people tell me things sometimes that I can't read on the air. Marcia, but I'm serious about it. We're going to pray. Marcia in, I think she's in Florida. Include this in your 29th prayer day for complete healing for my husband, Lawrence, diagnosed with prostate cancer. All right. I'm going to pray over all of these in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I made a list of things that I particularly want to pray over today, and I want to start praying over them now. Here are the things that I want to pray for. I want to pray over debts to be paid off. A lot of financial requests here, and a lot of people that are in debt. My dad had an unusual thing he said about debt. My dad was never against borrowing money, as long as you could pay. He said true debt is when you can't pay. Now that may be a little revolutionary thought to some people, but I understand what he meant. I'm not against people borrowing money as long as you have the ability to pay. But when you don't have the ability to pay, that's when the debt comes in, the real debt comes in. And I'm praying right now for the elimination of debt. You who have debt, just stretch your hand out toward me. Right now, in the authority of Jesus' name, I'm coming against the debt and praying that God is going to put money in your hands supernaturally to pay off debts. And then I wrote down this. As we start the new school year, and lots of schools have already started, and some are starting after Labor Day on Monday. You know, on the East Coast, they start a little later. Our schools here in Tulsa started this past week. But schools way out in the West and the East are starting after Labor Day. As we start this new school year, I wrote this down. For tuition and fees to be met and paid in full, and tuition debt to be wiped out. I'm praying over you right now concerning any school tuition or any school situation in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now, God, that you'd put your hand upon every school child, every teacher, every administrator, every staff member, every coach in every school in America to keep them protected from maniacs coming in and doing crazy things like we saw happen this week. I'm praying over each one of those precious school children. You know, when you take your child to school or put them on the bus or however they get to school, put a prayer covering over them. I'm praying, say, son and daughter, maybe you don't say it out loud. I'm putting a prayer cover over you in the name of Jesus for angels to encamp about you, to keep you safe. That's something that I do over my family every day. Put a prayer cover around Jordan, Olivia, and Chloe, over my wife, Lindsay. They put it over me. We anoint each other with oil every day. We put prayer covers over each other and command the devil to take his hands off and draw a circle around us of angels. Thank you, Chloe. Others are coming in. All right, I'm going to pray over all of them. Do that over your children. Now, here's another one. I'm praying, I wrote this down, for your overall monthly bills to miraculously decrease. Wouldn't you like that? I would. I'm praying right now over your monthly bills to miraculously decrease. And the outstanding bills, you know, the bills that you haven't paid? A lot of people watching today, you've got some outstanding bills sitting on your desk or sitting on your kitchen table. I'm praying for those to be paid off as well. Okay. And then I wrote this down. I'm praying for new and better jobs. Now, if you saw the program yesterday, I had a job day and a lot of prayer requests coming in yesterday and overnight. I've got a lot more that came in this morning about jobs. Okay. I'm praying for new and better jobs, better hours, better pay, better benefits, and a better location, nearer your home with the right schedule, okay? And then I wrote this down. I'm praying for raises, bonuses, and even better benefits. Raises, bonuses, and better benefits, okay? I'm also praying now, I wrote this down, I'm praying for new sales and commissions to come your way from unusual and unknown sources. Okay, you got that? New sales and new commissions. All right, now, yesterday we shared a testimony of a woman who was a lawyer out in California, and she got laid off from her legal firm and didn't know what she was going to do. And she saw me on television, saw me at that time. This was back in, maybe 10, 12 years ago. I was going to Africa for a crusade, and she sewed $1,000. She didn't have $1,000, but she sewed $1,000 into that crusade. God blessed her with a new legal job and $25,000 to go on top of it. I'm going to pray right now for anything having to do with legalities. Maybe you're a lawyer, or maybe you faced a settlement or anything like that, a legal issue. Maybe you're in the legal field. I'm praying for those things to be settled. And if you're a lawyer and you've lost your job, I'm praying for God to provide you with a job in a better law firm. And I'm praying that God brings peace and joy in your heart over it. This woman, Catherine, yesterday shared a testimony of what it did to her on the inside. And she was able to purchase a home which she said she's going to live the rest of her life in. Praise God for that. Now, I also wrote this down. I'm praying that if you're looking to sell your house or sell land or businesses, that they sell at your price. Land, businesses, properties that you're trying to sell, that they sell at your price in the name of Jesus. Now, if you're looking to buy something, I'm praying for that price to come down for you. Your price to buy, your price to sell, okay? And also, I'm praying for investments. Investments that you've made, I'm praying for that to increase multiple times, okay? Now, maybe you've got stocks, maybe you've got bonds, maybe you've got CDs, maybe you've got business investments or other things like that, product investments, whatever it is. I'm praying for those investments to increase. Now, this is going to cover it all. I'm praying that God gives you wisdom in your financial decisions, that you don't act precipitously, but you listen to the Holy Spirit concerning your finances. When Lindsay and I get ready to do something financially, we come together and we pray and we ask God to lead us. And oftentimes we'll get our children, thank you, Chloe, we'll get our children together and we'll ask them their opinion, okay? And we'll get them praying with us. All right, you do that. And now, I wrote this down. I'm praying for special favor concerning discounts, dividends, and even rebates. Okay? And then I'm praying for checks to come to you in the mail. Checks to come to you in the mail. I'm praying for increase in your life. I'm not just talking financially. I'm talking about increase. Increase in wisdom from God, increase in knowledge, an increase of love and prayer in your life. And also, I'm praying for you to understand that God is the God of more than enough for you. I'm also coming against the satanic attack of sickness and disease. A lot of people here are asking for prayer concerning problems in their bodies. In the authority of Jesus' name, I pray over every sickness, every disease, every fear, and every doubt. Come out in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are on the prayer lines right now, or while the prayer partners are praying, I'm praying over you for healing from the crown of your head even unto the soles of your feet. I rebuke cancer. I rebuke diabetes. I rebuke cataracts and glaucoma. I rebuke problems with your hearing. I rebuke COPD and lung problems. I'm writing all these down here for you. I'm coming against the problem with your kidneys, with your liver, with your digestive system, with any congestive heart failure, any problem in your bones, your joints, any organ in your body, your throat, your teeth, your gums, your lungs, your colon, your gallbladder, your pancreas, every part, every bone, every muscle, every tissue. I rebuke every trace of cancer, every malignancy, every growth, every tumor, every mass. Come out! And I pray over every request, all these requests here, by faith, in the authority of Jesus' name, I pray over every one of you. I know you've sent them in to me believing God. Well, I'm setting my faith with you, and I'm not coming out of this prayer of agreement. You hear me? I'm not coming out of this prayer of agreement. The Bible says in Matthew 18, verses 18, 19, if two shall agree on earth as concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. You're one, I'm one, that's two. You and I are coming into a holy agreement. And listen, there's power in an agreement. You know, an agreement is a contract. You and I are coming into a contract with God, believing for your healing. And He is the God of more than enough. And I pray over every prayer request, and I pray over you in the authority of Jesus' name. Now, maybe you didn't send in a prayer request. Still, I'm praying over you for jobs and better jobs, for businesses, for increases, for royalties, for everything that you need in the authority of Jesus' name. I'm praying, I'm believing, and I am expecting miracles for you. And here's something else just coming into my spirit right now. I'm praying over you for fall to be a time of increase in your life. Increase in your finances. Increase in your health, increase in your relationships, increase in your emotions. I rebuke every trace of discouragement, depression, fear, worry, anxiety, and increase in your relationships, an increase in your marriage, an increase in your business, an increase in your job. And if you don't have a job, I'm praying you're going to get a job. I'm just praying for September to be a supernatural month for you.